called Mellow Eurovision 1976.
Well, good morning and welcome to Retro Mellow Eurovision. I'm Lennart.
And I'm Harry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lennart.
So we're going to go through Eurovision 1976 because in 1975, the group Teach-In won with the song Ding Dong in Stockholm.
Yes.
So this means that now we're in the Netherlands and we're at the Hague at the Congress Centrum, and it's April 3rd, 1976. Yes. Sweden is not participating this year, which is sad for us, but still there are other songs we can look at.
Yeah.
And the host is Cory Brocken. Mm. And as it has been for the past few years, people are allowed to sing in any language they want.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of songs in English this year as well. Mm. We will go through the songs and we'll do the flip, flop and plop, which means that if we both like the song, what is it then, Harry?
It's a flip.
And if we both dislike it?
It's a flop.
And if we disagree?
It's a plop.
It's a plop, yes. So that's what we do, and we're going to start with the first song.
Yeah.
Let's go. Song number one is from the United Kingdom, and it's the group Brotherhood of Man singing Save Your Kisses for Me. This song is, of course, the winning song for tonight, which is the first song, which is the same as last year.
Yeah.
But, of course, I like it, but it's also a song I'm very tired of. But nonetheless, it's still a flip.
Yes, it's a flip. It's a very sweet melody with cute lyrics, a nice starter, but that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So should we move on to the next one?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Mm. Song number two is from Switzerland with the singers Peter, Sue and Mark. And the song title is Jumbo Jumbo.
Yes.
It's quite okay as a song, but nothing more than that.
Mm.
It's still a flip.
It's a flip for me too. I like it. I like it more now than I did before. So,
yeah.
And listening to all the songs again, this has actually stood out to me. So I think this is better than the song that won, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, definite flip.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Okay.
Yes, song number three is from Germany, and it's the Les Humphrey Singers, and they sing the song Sing, Sang, Song.
Mm.
This is terribly repetitive. It's like a nuisance to my ears.
Mm.
It feels like after 1 minute I want the song to end, and that is never a good thing.
Mm.
So, flop for me.
Oh, it's a flip. It's a song with simple lyrics, sing-sang-song, but the melody is effective and easy to remember.
Oh,
remember.
Oh well.
Yeah, so it's a flip.
I agree to disagree.
Okay. It's a plop.
Yes, moving on.
Yeah. Song number four is from Israel with the singers Chocolate, Menta, Mastic. And the song title is Emor Shalom.
Mm.
I think this song is very hard to judge, but I both like it and dislike it. But I give it a flip in the end.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I give it a flip too.
Yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah.
I really do. It's very melodic and very happy and cheerful, and that always gets to me. So, yeah, definite flip.
Good.
Good. Moving on.
Yeah. Chanson pour le
So next up is Luxembourg with the song Chanson pour plus de mètre, something like that. And the singer is Jürgen Markus. This one is not good. No, it's not. It's not good. It's very dramatic and very chanson, and it's very... It feels, I don't know, it feels like some kind of anthem almost, but in a bad way, it's a flop.
Yes, it's a clear flop. This song is overproduced. I wish it had been more of a soft ballad.
Me too. Yeah. It could have been better.
Yes, it could have been much better, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, next one.
Yeah. Judy, son, with beauty. Judy, Judy, don't love magic. Don't love magic. Et flacon si doux, à quoi? Song number 6 is from Belgium with the singer Pierre Rapsat, and the song title is Judy Azea. And I think this is a quite boring ballad, nothing to remember, it's a flop.
It's a flip. I really like this. This is like a little bit of singer-songwriter stuff, and just a man with a guitar on the stage singing about Judy. It's something, but I really, really like this. So definite flip for me.
Yeah,
so
it's a flop.
Another flop.
Yeah.
Oh, let's move on. I turned and you were gone to someone else's song. And now I'm going back to where I loved you now and then. So song number 7 is from Ireland, and the artist is Red Hurley, and the song is When. And I ask myself, when will this song ever be good? And the answer is never. I don't like it. And I can't put my finger on it, but it surely reminds me very much of something else.
Yes.
I just can't put my finger on it. But I'm sure I'll remember it after we're done doing this podcast. But it's a definite, definite, definite flop for me.
Yes, I agree. It's a flop. It's a very, very dull and boring ballad.
Yes.
So, nothing for me.
Nope. Nothing for me either. Yeah. The party's over now. The party's over now. At least I dream it's over now. You're sitting next to me and we do both agree. Alive, amen. And song number 8 is from the Netherlands with the singer Sandra Riemer.
And the song title is The Party's Over. I think this is a boring song with frightening lyrics. Is the party really over now? I haven't noticed. It's a clear flop.
It's a flop for me too. This reminds me so much of Those Were the Days, that song.
Yeah.
And it's a bad copy of that song. So, nothing to do but flop it.
Good.
Song number 9 is Norway, and it's the artist Anne-Karina Ström singing about Mata Hari. This song is not very good, but just because of her entrance, wearing gold, wearing her sunglasses that she takes off, and wearing that cool headband, it's a definite flip.
Yes, it's a flip. It's a very good singer, exciting show, and a good classic melody. It's a flip.
Yes, but I'd say that it's a flip more for nostalgic reason than because it's a good song. But I love this.
Yeah. Song number 10 is from Greece with the singer Maritza Koch, and the song title is Panagia Mou, Panagia Mou. I think this is a worthless melody. She's screaming too much and too loud. It's a flop. Next song, please.
Well, it's a flip.
Oh.
No, actually, I like her voice. And I think it's very dramatic. And yeah, for some reason I like it. I'm sorry. It's another plop. Song number 11 comes from Finland, Suomi, yeah. And it's the art or the band known as Freddy and Friends,
yeah.
And they sing the song "Pump Pump." I love this, and this is a lot of nostalgia, of course. Mm. But this is so good. They have so much wonderful energy. Mm. The backup singers or the
core,
yeah, the core, the two girls that are next to him, they're so full of energy, and I love their dance, and this is so wonderful. It's a definite flip.
Yes, it's a clear flip. It's one of the most classic Finnish songs ever, and as you, I love it to death.
Yes, yes, very good.
Yes. Song number 12 is from Spain with the singer Braulio and the song titled Sobran Pas Las Palabras. I think this is a surprisingly dull melody from Spain. It's a clear flop.
Yes, I agree. It's a flop for me too. And it's a flop because this is like the standard dramatic South European kind of entry. It's just meh. It's nothing. Mm. He sings very good and all that, but it's not enough. So, flopping it.
I agree.
Number 13 comes from Italy, and it's sung by the married couple, Albano and Romina Power, the daughter of the famous Hollywood actor Tyrone Power.
Yeah.
The song is called We'll Live It Again. And this one is one of the songs, I think Germany did this too, it's both sung in Italian and English.
Yeah.
I really like this.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And it doesn't matter that Romina Power is not a very good singer.
No.
But it's still it's very good.
Yeah.
And actually, I know they will come back in 1985 with an even better song.
Yeah.
But definite flip.
Yes, it's a flip for me too. Their song in Eurovision 1985 is so much better though.
Yes.
But this is also a quite good song.
Yes.
So I must flip it.
Yes. I just love.
Song number 14 is from Austria with the singers Waterloo and Robinson. The song title is My Little World, and I think this is a very simple melody for children, I guess. It's a clear flop.
Yes, I agree. It's a flop for me too. I think that, yes, as you say, it's like a children's rhyme almost. Although I think they look very cool in their jeans outfits and they make a cool performance, so they're forgiven, but still it's a flop. Mas não há forma, não há verso, não há leito para este fogo, amor, para este rio. Como dizer coração fora do peito. So the 15th song of this competition is from Portugal, and it's by the singer Carlos do Carmo, and the song is called Una Flor de Vera de Pino.
Mm.
And I don't know what that means, but I know that this is a very, very clear flop for me.
Yeah, it's a clear flop. A typical boring Portuguese song and a typical flop for me.
It's much like the same phenomenon as the Spanish song, actually. It's exactly what you think you're going to get.
Yes.
That's what it's why it becomes boring.
Mm. Song number 16 is from Monaco with the singer Mary Christie, and the song title is Toi, la musique et moi. And I think this is a rather nice melody. I like it somehow, even if it's a bit repetitive, but it's a clear flip.
Definite flip for me too. This is one of the strongest songs in this competition, I think. This is a contender for the win, definitely. So good, so good, so melodic, so nice, and I'm happy to I got to hear it again.
Yeah, and a very good singer.
Yes, an extremely good singer.
Yeah.
La vie n'est pas pour moi.
So the next to last song for this competition, number 17, is from France. Yeah. And it's by the singer Catherine Ferry. And the song is Un, Deux, Trois. And oh my God, this is so wonderful. This is like, oh, so many lovely memories. And I think that this is probably my favorite, one of my favorites this contest.
Yeah.
Definite flip.
Yes, it's a clear flip, a classic and a good chanson.
Yes.
Very nice France.
Yes, so good, so good, so very, very good.
And the last song, song number 18, is from Yugoslavia with the group Ambassadori. The song title is Ne mogu skriti svoju bol. And I think this is a very boring melody. One of the worst 1976 is a clear flop.
Oh, so we're going to finish this contest by disagreeing. It's a flip. I like it.
Oh.
It's probably one of the best Yugoslavian entries we had. I was surprised over how much I like it, actually.
Oh.
So, yes, it's a flip.
Okay.
So, we've gone through all the 18 songs, and now we're going to see the results.
Yes.
So, let's get on with the results.
Yeah.
1976.
So that was it. That was all the songs from Eurovision 1976. Mm. And now we're going to go through the results.
Mm.
And in last and 18th place, we have Norway with Annika Riström singing Matahari.
And we had it as a flip.
Yes, we liked it. Yeah. I think it deserved a lot better. It wasn't a winning song.
No.
We have to agree about that. Mm. But still, I think it deserved better than it
got. Absolutely.
Yes. Mm. In 17th place, we have Yugoslavia.
And it's a flop.
Yes, I liked it and you didn't.
No.
But I think it deserved better. But who am I to decide?
Okay.
So in 16th place, it's Spain, Braulio.
Mm. And we had it as a flop.
Yes, yes. In 15th place, Germany, the Humphrey Singers with Sing Sang Song.
We had it as a plop.
Yes, because you liked it, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Luxembourg comes in at number 14 with the song Chanson pour ce Kiss a Man, Jürgen Marcus.
And it was a flop from us.
Yes, it was.
Mm.
Yes, it was. Mm. Placing at number 13 is Greece.
And it was a plop from us.
Yes, so we disagree. At number 12, we have Portugal. Carlos de Camo.
And it was a clear flop.
Yes. Number 11, we have Finland. Freddie and Friends singing Pum Pum.
Oh, it's a clear flip.
Yes. I think that could have done a little better,
yes,
actually.
Yes, I think so too.
At number 10, we have Ireland, Red Hurley, When. And that was
a flop
for us. I think Finland should have beaten that song at least.
Absolutely.
And another song that Finland should have beaten is The Netherlands, The Party's Over by Sandra Riemer.
Yeah, it's a flop from us.
Yes, it was. At number 8, we have Belgium with Pierre Rapsal singing Juliette C.
Okay, with a flop from us.
Yes, we disagreed.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yes. At number 7, we have Italy, Albano and Romina Power.
It's a clear flip.
Yes, it is. Number 6, Israel.
It's a flip.
Yes, it is. But what about number 5, Waterloo and Robinson, My Little World from Austria?
Yes, it's a flop.
Yes, I don't know how that got so high in this
competition.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Placing at number 4 is Peter Sue and Mark from Switzerland singing Jumbo Jumbo.
It's a flip from us.
Yes, we liked it.
Yeah.
And I think we also liked the number 3 song, which is from Monaco, Mary Christie, Toi, la musique et moi.
Yes, it's a flip.
Yes. And placing at number two is France with Un, Deux, Trois, sung by Catherine Ferry.
Clearly from us.
Yes, and I actually think that this could have won over the winning song, which was United Kingdom, Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me.
And it's a flip also.
Actually, I read somewhere that the Brotherhood of Man song, Save Your Kisses, was the biggest selling song ever from Eurovision. Wow. So bigger than ABBA.
Yes. Wow, incredible. I didn't know that.
It's a very... and the Brotherhood of Man have had so many members in their band. They have been through so many constellations throughout the years, but I still think that this is the height of their career.
Yes.
This is as good as it got.
Yeah.
Although they're I think they're still performing, actually. Oh,
they must be 90.
Yeah. Well, maybe they have a new generation. I'm not sure. Anyway, that was 1976.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say, Harry?
No, it was a good year. I just missed Sweden.
Yeah, I miss. Of course, I miss Sweden. We'll come back next year.
Yes.
And I think it was a good year. And I think there were like five or six songs that were really good.
Yeah.
There were very few that was really, really bad.
Yeah.
So, that was 1976. Yeah. Should we start looking at 1977?
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, and then we'll go back to the UK.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening and see you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.